I want to play with it.
Yeah!
I want to play with it again!
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Hey, welcome to Hasbin Airsoft. As usual, since Rich isn't here, I'm going to lead us in. I'm Mike, and next to me is...
John.
And next to him...
Scuba.
And next to him...
Lee.
And next to him...
And Dave.
And you got Brando.
You got Jay.
So, what is our topic for tonight again?
I think we're going to go with the topic. Things that just make you cringe at airsoft. So you get the kids. I mean, from my personal one that really gets to me, people that OPSEC your fucking picture when you're 14 years old.
Let's go one more than that.
Friction.
People who OPSEC their pictures and then post them on Facebook under their real name.
Yes.
Or your Instagram.
Yeah.
And then tag yourself.
I mean, that's like.
Bitch at Oppo.
Yeah, they wish they were that good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, things like that. Things that's like you've been playing for so long and you see all the people. Like the kids that wear unicorn helmets or cat
Wait,
ears.
Is that a thing that people do? The unicorn
banana
helmets?
Suits.
Banana suits.
So,
turkeys.
I get, like, if it's like a just for fun or like Shots a charity on. Game Shots or on. You want to have like a laugh, you get like maybe 10 banana suits and you roll to the field as a squad of dudes in 10 banana suits.
Yeah,
like,
sure,
that's fun.
Charity.
But if you're one dude rolling up to the field, then it's like, tell me no one's done that. No solo dude has rolled up to the field in a banana suit.
You mean those, like, solo dudes that roll up in, like, suits and everything to the field?
Yes.
Those guys that, you know, while you're loading your mag, you're just like, you're getting destroyed.
Yeah.
You're getting destroyed.
I'm going to collect your teeth and your teeth.
You're
going to
slip
and your
those
teeth.
Loafers on, bro.
Yep.
You're getting fucked up now.
Mm-hmm.
That's
bad. Always a good one. I mean, then again, like, you have to realize at a certain point we were all cringy.
I think
everyone's gone through a phase. Now here's the
mental.
We were like too super hardcore into the Magpul shit, and now like
arguable. There were people that were worse.
True, there were people who were worse, but I still like I look back on how into the Magpul dynamic shit that I was.
Yeah, but you know what? If you also look at it that way.
But we
that
like,
sets a basis for how 95% of people shoot in general.
Yeah, no.
That's how actually the Army's teaching you how to shoot now.
I don't just mean the C clamp.
I'm serious.
I don't mean just the C clamp grip.
I'm talking
about throwing magazines
when
yeah,
you reload?
Like the throwing magazines, the wearing tight pants.
Tap
dancing. You always wear tight pants.
I was about to say, you wear tight pants. You wear like a Girl Zero skinny jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tap dancing.
I wear tight pants too, so.
Exactly. Tight pants, tight groupings.
Shout out Levi's 511.
But I mean, I guess we want to get to the real meat of it, like the super cringy shit.
Yes.
I'm going to call this out because this has been a thing for a while. Unless you are playing and doing an SAS impression, if you go to the field and you play in a fucking gas mask, I want to strangle the life out of you.
How about you just don't play in a gas mask at all? Oh yeah, happens. We've seen.
People strike for it all the time.
People see it
all.
It's bad, and it's like, what do you? Stop!
You want
to stop
yourself.
It!
That's what they're doing. Right?
Unless you're in a blue flight suit with an MP5 SD, and
it's actually
the siege at Prince's Gate, wearing a fucking gas mask. 90%
of the kids that are doing it were not alive when there was the siege at the Prince's Gate.
Warrior at Zussman throwing smoke near a building and about
damn.
To go clear it out.
Understandable.
True.
Yeah,
unless you're actually using it for a reason.
Practical
use.
Unless you're actually gassing out a building.
Yeah, stop it. And I'm looking at you, EB Airsoft, or eBay Band, what you were beforehand.
Goddamn.
Throwing it back hard.
Actually, hold
on.
That's a cold shout out.
Like,
what?
Do you and you and you know EB Airsoft when they were on eBay?
Yeah.
No.
Or is that before your time?
That's before.
I don't really know on eBay.
You've only been playing 4 years now?
Yeah.
They were originally on eBay. Like that's like they were originally their website was originally ebayband.com.
Yeah.
2006.
That's where you got everything from there.
Yeah.
It's like
it was, I would probably say about 2007 is when they were
I was just getting into like the fucking Sports Authority guns.
Oh
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, all around Springer pistols.
Sports Authority guns weren't a thing when I started.
they weren't.
Well,
they
weren't around. It was like you had a classic army or you had a
total. No, this was like if you wanted a Springer, you had to order one online.
Yeah.
You were ordering Springers from Airsoft Atlanta.
Yep.
Or Shorty USA.
Shorty was there.
Shorty came along a little later.
Yeah, Shorty was already around those six.
So, you know, other than gas masks, what else makes you people cringe? Right, like I said before, unicorn helmets or cat ears on your helmets, like, stop it.
I think I might be stealing from Jay, but people wearing a full seal paintball mask at Ops.
Yeah.
You're going to be we've
actually mentioned this before, and I have a dislike for anyone who wears full face protection to begin with.
Yeah.
Because I either assume that you're a scummer or a terrible player.
We've gone into that.
You're a kid. That's
you're
right.
Here to fuck
with
people.
Yeah. If you have to wear one,
because no, if you're playing as an adult, you're there. Like Strikeforce, I can understand wearing like the mesh and all that shit.
Yeah,
that's their rules.
I mean,
but
you also don't want to get your teeth pushed in. But when you go to an op, you know you should know what you're getting.
Not only that,
teeth pushed in at an op, that means you fucked
shit
up.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, think about it. When you're punched out on your gun, and your arms are protecting your lower face and teeth. Okay. If you're in a firefight where you're going to be putting your face into a space where it's going to get hit,
it's behind a gun.
You're behind a gun, right?
Yeah.
So if you need to wear lower face protection to protect your face at an op, it's because you walk around like this.
You're the type of guy that sticks his face around the corner to see if there's a guy.
Yeah.
There.
You go like this. Well, they won't see this, but imagine just like Mr. Bean, just around a corner.
For the people at home, he is just standing at the corner of the table and leaning over.
With arms behind
his
back.
Arms behind
is that where you're just like...
Or you tell your buddy, you're like, yo, hold my gun real fast?
Yeah.
Hold my gun and watch this?
Yeah. It's absolutely horrible, horrendous. Mixed match and terrible camos.
Whoa.
Not mismatched camos, but like ones like...
The fake camos?
Like that Rocky Mountain camo that's like red. And black and gray and white. It's you're not gonna blend it.
You mean
in
people that wear that like navy blue camo?
I mean money.
The
people that steal money.
The new navy camo or whatever.
Oh,
like,
the blueberries.
The blueberries.
Which they're getting rid of.
Wait, they're getting rid of those already?
Yeah, they're going to AOR 2.
They're switching to NWU 2 and 3, which are AOR 1 and 2.
Oh, nice. Because it's hot.
The blueberry's terrible. The sky camo, which I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Oh shit!
Straight up Colonel Guile shit from 94 Street Fighter.
Yeah,
that just stop it.
Yeah, any of like the special snowflake camos that are not effective. Like if you want to be a hipster and wear what is it like the Swedish M84 camo, that's super cool.
Yes.
If you want to wear, and I'll even go so far as say shit like Blue Tiger because it does work in the woods even though it's blue.
But that wasn't that an issued camo?
Yeah, it was an issued camo. If you're gonna wear like brick, or if you're gonna wear like Urban Outfitters urban camo.
Oh jeez. What about that that old Marine Corps camo that was like the city squares where it was all just like a bunch of different grays
well,
and
pull it up,
blocks.
Pull it up. They didn't issue
it
for a reason.
It was an experimental. Same with UDT Delta.
UCP Delta.
UCP Delta.
Oh, that's so hot, though. They should have kept
beautiful.
What? UCP Delta? It's just ACU with shit stains on it.
I fucking loved it, though, man.
Yeah,
like,
but it's not.
I
go
wish
to Taco
I
Bell, buy $30 worth of tacos, and then shit on your ACU.
We're not
that
Schultz.
That or we could just throw it at it, and then, like, sleeve it for a few weeks, and then try to wash it.
It's better than Grandma's couch.
True.
It is, trust me.
Yeah.
I
actually,
that.
I can't
that
wait till they stop issuing ACU so I can throw it in that blanket like it's not a cool camo.
They officially stopped giving it to troops, and all the new troops are getting
Scorpion.
Multicam.
Multicam,
that's a shade number different.
Yeah, it's multicam with a fucking free license on it. Instead
yeah, basically.
It's open source multicam. It's open source multicam.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, if, like...
Bubba's
UCP Delta, that
would have
been hot, but...
I don't know, Jay, what about... What makes... What grinds your gears?
Since we're on, I want to keep it relevant to the topic of camo.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm going to definitely hit some nerves here. I hate everything Kryptek. every single thing Kryptek is.
I don't like Kryptek either.
Terrible.
Because again, it's that Bubba Fudd camo.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody who actually knows what they're doing uses Kryptek. Like no one issues it, as far as I know.
Yeah.
No
nation's Kryptek? Armies have bought it.
I don't think anybody bought it, but I think some guys use it.
It's very good for like hunting.
Yeah, it's great for hunting.
So they had like their own hunting line, which has been flying smart. Off the shelf. Yeah, very smart, but you know, from like a tactical perspective, it literally
and from looks a immersion's terrible. Perspective.
Yeah, you're ruining my immersion.
Yeah.
And then also, Atax FG is the worst.
Hold on. Like Atax FG, dude, they destroyed the Empire with that.
Actually,
Endor.
Okay. I would be okay with it if they sold, like, the Night Desert Parkas in Atax FG, because then you would have the cheapest and easiest Endor camo costume.
Legitimately Endor.
All right. My thing is, do not wear Atax FG to a game that is green versus tan.
Yes.
That is the dumbest
thing. Agreed.
Yes.
Because it has both green and tan.
Well, that's the same that where...
That's my issue with multicam.
I love
awesomely cool multicam, but it's terrible to wear at a green versus tan op.
And you know what? Crowd Precision thought about that. That's why they made multi-tan after Burner, and then they decided, you know what? Might as well go with green.
And then they have
so these airsofters can get their
difference.
Air Tropic's
pretty hot.
Yeah.
Dude, Air Chop is fucking dope.
I would actually like to do Mismatch.
I like Tropic, and I like
Tropic Top, Arid Bottom.
I like the black.
Yeah, the black's pretty cool.
Oh, it's fire.
Because that's like
green,
the classic
green,
SAS, DTM Top, CDPM Bottom.
Oh, yeah. That's hot, too. Yeah.
Alley is fun.
That's that good stuff. What about you, Brando? You really haven't said much?
Yeah, you've been sitting here with that.
Taking it all in.
You've been sitting here with this look on your face like
DJ
a puppy that just had its ball taken away.
No.
What is life?
I don't know. Damn, dude. You puppy die or something?
Wow.
No pets.
No pets.
No doggos?
No.
No wonder why you're this way, man.
Exactly.
Makes sense. camos.
Anything
that when you're at... Oh, so we'll do this, right? It's Saturday night. You're at Strike Force. A whole bunch of people walk past you. Which one of them trigger you and make you upset and annoyed? Let it out. Let it out.
Oh.
If there's hate in your heart, let it out!
Sorry
for the headphone
like,
users.
They act like they know what they're doing, but then they really don't.
The false confidence?
Yes, like, I have a $500 gun, but your gun is a G&G combat machine.
With a Polestar Fusion and
yeah.
That your mom bought for you last
you,
Christmas.
You took the rear sight off, and you played
fire,
with everything.
Using it backwards, because it makes it a better sight picture.
That is actually a huge issue with Airsoft in general, because you have these people with, like, a false level of confidence about how well they can shoot and how well their gun shoots.
Yeah.
And that's why you watch these videos on YouTube, which make me want to slip my wrists every time I do it.
Oh, my God.
You
drag that little
and
bit.
you just hear them, call your hits! And you literally can see, as the BB falls out of their vision, it's already dropping to the ground. And that's, like, a quarter of the way to their target.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, I'll agree with that. People that think that their gun is outshooting everyone else's. It's like my $200 gun's outshooting your $1,500 one. Like,
my favorite drill that we
Sorry.
Do at training and that we've done with other people, particularly, what was the name of the team that we were training?
Don't.
Which one?
Ralphie's boys.
Oh, mechanized warfare.
So the first time we trained with mechanized warfare, one of the first things, it's one of the first drills they showed me when I started training with them. Take an index card. You set it up about, what, like 20 feet from you, nothing difficult at all.
Yeah,
if that
it's about 20 to 25 feet.
All right. Put a dot on it. Put your sights on the dot, pull the trigger. Almost everyone who we do this drill with who claims to be, I'm a super awesome, I go to ops and I slay bodies, misses the index card.
Completely.
Because they're not sighted in. And they don't know their gun. So they don't even, like, have the muscle memory of a holdover, which means that when they snap the gun around a corner and they take a shot, they're off by at least this much.
At least.
Yeah.
Sometimes more.
I
and then,
that.
But even better is, after you sight them in, the next part of that drill is, once you're sighted in, if you hit the index card, with the same point of aim, give a three-shot group. And people will think they're going to shoot, you know, one ragged hole at 20 feet, and none of the other shots hit the card, because they don't know how to bang shots out.
Yeah.
And this
no, dude, they all
hole.
Went through the same hole.
I feel like that's just getting on top of
people
having guns but
we
not knowing how their gun works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
another thing that just makes me rage.
Yeah.
Like, all these kids that have Polestars that could be amazing performance guns, and they don't know how to tune them, they don't know how to shoot them.
Well, bro, that's why I bought a Polestar. I can
braid 20 bullets a second. I'm cool, bro.
20? Dude, you can listen to like 60.
I didn't know you could shoot bullets. Like,
can I put a double trigger on
that? Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, God. Kill me now.
Yeah,
kill me now.
Yeah, dude, like there, if you tune it right,
I'll have with me.
You can get it. Oh, my God. You can get it crazy.
Imagine someone like, remember Lou Stanzini?
Yeah.
How fast he used to shoot on Semi with an AEG?
That was fucking
If
dumb.
You give him a Polar Star.
Oh. Dude.
Yeah.
Murder.
Well, like, to me, nowadays, it's, you don't have to get better at airsoft. You just buy a better gun.
But I don't agree with that.
No, that's bullshit, though, because...
I don't agree with it either. I feel like...
Oh, I thought you were stating that you really feel the kids can just go into a store and buy a $1,000 gun and rock your ass.
No, a kid
because if that's the case, why are you sitting at this table?
Polestar and I can buy a spring gun and still murder this kid 10 times over.
You're saying the general opinion of the average player is, if I spend more money on a quote-unquote better gun, I'll be a better player. And equipment, yeah.
I mean...
Well, they might build like their confidence level up a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah, but that's false confidence.
Like,
false confidence is terrible.
It's like those kids who get like mommy and dad buy them like a race car, and you think they're like F1 drivers. And
buying a PGW Polestar doesn't make you immune to guns.
Well, that's a common one. Actually, I would say that's like 90% of new motorcycle riders.
That's true.
Yep.
I mean, I was. Like, when I first got in the game, I thought I needed all this shit to, like, be good and everything, and then I realized, no, it's just actually down to doing it.
I guess I had a different opinion on it, because, like, I never had money other than, like, what I worked for as a kid, so I was like, I just gotta make do with what I can get, and I'd be like, alright, I'm gonna shoot my gun in the backyard for them, I'm gonna get used to fucking burning people with it.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to the field and I'd fucking burn people, like, oh, this kid's a fucking stump-old psycho.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, that's for other reasons.
Or you look who you're hanging out with.
How old are you? I'm still in high school.
Ooh.
About that.
Yeah, so just don't do this at school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think one
don't
thing
build
that
a clock.
Kind of annoys me.
What do you got, John?
Combat shirts are like 3 sizes too small.
Oh.
What
are you talking about? You don't like my tight combat shirt?
Sorry, Tiny, I had...
It's cool, bro. It's cool.
Oh, it's like, I see these guys that want to like show off their muscles, and they buy like the smallest combat shirt.
You got like, you know, five pounds of pudding in a 2-pound bag? Yeah.
Oh, you mean guys who use a FUPA protector?
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
FUPA protector. I do not.
Oh man. Dude, so what you doing?
Yeah,
I know what the FUPA is. But what's the protector?
There was a guy who went out and bought a back brace.
Okay.
Like one of the elastic back braces. I turned it around so the gap in between the top of his pants and the bottom of his vest didn't get shot.
So it held it in.
Yeah, it held everything in. So pretty much he made a tactical girdle to keep everything from
in place.
Keep everything in place. So it didn't get shot.
You know that thing you see commercials for? Oh, it'll make you look skinnier and everything.
Yeah,
it's basically
just like doing your normal day-to-day life.
Pretty much.
He made an airsoft trendy top.
Yeah, like I mean, it wasn't so hard as to just go out and just be active and lose that.
In
the wise words of Drake, you know who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, we've called him out. He doesn't listen because he would have gotten with me.
I don't know, but
he's Drake, the paraplegic from the Canadian Kids TV show.
Yeah, Drake from Degrassi.
So this is so I've decided whenever we get off topic, this is no longer an airsoft podcast and it's a Canadian Kids TV show enthusiast podcast.
Yes,
we're going to be talking about Pingu next.
Okay,
Drake is like getting into airsoft, listening to podcasts. Fuck, I'm not safe anymore.
Hey, you know, Drake
wait, you're crying.
Wouldn't Drake start crying?
Drake, what's happening?
No, he's too hard.
Nah, he would say,
he's
I told you not
that.
To fight with me at Cheesecake. Some shit like that.
What?
You know where I like to go? Sorry.
I
listen to it on the way home from work.
I'm so old, I don't understand any of this.
I don't know.
That's actually like, whoa.
Okay, so what about, trying to get back on topic, what about game producers that put out just terrible promos?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one that's been shared on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That's actually what brought this on, because I remembered that image, and I shared it when we were bullshitting on Discord the other night. And the image... If you guys don't know what it is, I'm assuming everyone here has seen it. This is Lionclaws posted this image. It's taken at one of their games, and it's got this cringy text over it. Dave, can you bring it up?
I have it up right now.
Oh,
it
man.
Says at the top of it says "In the Heart," and then up there, of every airsofter burns the soul of an ancient warrior. We may not enlist, we may not deploy, but we have faced struggles that 99% will not. Never will not. Oh, Never let anyone tell you that we're not heroes too. Stop it.
So, let's go through how fucking retarded this is. To begin with,
we're bad at sports.
Triggered. More than triggered.
I was going to say, really, if you go and do any sport, even something casual, like a 5K, you'll probably put your body through more stress than the average Line Claws game patron.
Nah, dude, bro. All you got to do is run 400 meters on a track.
Fun run. Put
yourself yeah, like the color runs.
Like the color run, like a fun run, not even a 5K.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to run around the you know,
I didn't
run
around the fucking football field. I didn't know people did things less than 5Ks.
Yeah,
and organized it.
Yeah. You have fun runs and stuff. Literally, it's like on a football field and you just throw shit at each other.
Yeah.
You go like one end to the other.
It's kind of like West Point when they had their pillow fight. One dude like
the
left
the
Kevlar. Mitches. Yeah. It's like he fucking left the Mitch in his fucking pillowcase and just whack. Yo. Fucking that kid
crack
got kicked out quick and the other kid's like brain dead.
Yeah.
See, helmets don't save lives.
No, they fucking kill them.
But what do you think brought on that choice of using
those words?
Using
Mitch?
Those words and just that in general?
I don't actually.
Using a Mitch.
Do you actually know why? Is there a story behind it?
Not that I know of, and I kind of.
I mean, I understand. Like, airsoft is somewhat maligned, especially by like guys who are hardcore real firearms enthusiasts only. Because pretty much everyone at this table also owns real firearms.
Yeah. Or shot real firearms.
Yeah. And thinks they're cool and owns more than one of them.
I don't think I'm cool. I know I'm cool.
No, I meant the guns, not
shit.
I meant the
we
guns,
also
not
own you.
You.
So.
You want to go back to that time?
Damn, Daniel.
Oh,
fuck! I get it because he's black.
Damn, Daniel, with the
Civil War
memes again.
There's no video. So
they don't know.
Oh, they know now.
Now they know.
It's crazy. That
you know, the quick twitch muscle fiber.
It's crazy that companies themselves will go out and put out things like that that just...
Honestly,
why
that is one of the reasons why I would not go to another Line Claws event.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of a cringeworthy picture like that?
Yeah, because I don't want to support someone who thinks that's a good idea.
It's probably because,
that's true.
Like, his mail order wife told him he was a loser.
Ah, there you go. That probably hit it there.
See, I don't know if his wife is mail order. I mean, he probably just went back home and was like, yeah, I went to America. I'm kind of like, I make money. All
right, I'm famous now.
But what about
the Jamro people?
Actually,
what about a different producer that said he was donating to PTSD awareness and did not at
wait,
all.
Wait, who did this?
That's Black Sheep.
That was Black Sheep.
He well,
wow.
Really? So, I'll actually.
And he was a.
I was
a major as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
hey, sir, shout out. You're a dick, dude.
Well, in a little bit of his defense, what happened was
you're welcome.
He had put on, or was intending to put on, an event, okay? And he had just completed this PTSD challenge event, which did pretty well because of the charity aspect of it.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, he assumed the next event would recoup the money he outlaid from his operating fund, and it didn't. It tanked. So now, instead of replenishing his operating fund to be able to make the donation... Because he was stuck in this rock in a hard place, right? He can either make the donation and complete the prior event, or he can try and run the next event. And he attempted to run the next event, but it was in his waning period.
Yeah.
It was in that period where he overbooked for his games. Like, he tried to get too many people to go, and it screwed it over. The other thing that makes me cringe, and we keep on going back to this, but people who change the rules mid-game...
Oh, we're going there. All right, let me put that on the gun real fast.
All right,
we're going.
Oh shit!
Shit's about to go down.
Who wants
to
go first? About to get real.
I can go over first.
I mean, you can
go
first.
I can go over fucking Stonewall.
Do you, Boo Boo? All
right. So since I'm gonna fuck. All right. So I attended Operation Stonewall, which is a collaboration between Tom and M. Sato and the fuck Bubba from Centurion Airsoft.
Hold on. Let's also, because you also went to. Oh, you said Stonewall. You
yeah,
also
Stonewall.
Went to.
I did not go to Gladiator.
Oh, you didn't go to Gladiator.
No, I did.
What's
Breaking
Bad?
I heard terrible things.
Gladiator.
But
Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad.
Your turn.
Everybody will get that turn. Continue, please.
Okay, so at Gladiator, at Stonewall.
Is there a beer in there?
Yeah, refills.
Yeah,
I'll take one.
I'll take something.
All right, so Stonewall. It was said in the op org that Pyro was allowed to take out technicals.
Let me get that
anger.
Trigger! Ah! Technical! Ah!
Okay, so all of Centurion Airsoft had multiple different technicals. There's three or four tentacles on their side, and we had an ATV with a guy with a GLM on the back of it. So, when the pyro that was allowed was actually used in place, the people that were in their tentacles, since it was essentially just people with like Jeeps with the doors and roofs off, they got pretty upset when, you know, their precious Jeep got hit by a
fucking butthurt,
an airsoft tag grenade. So, you know,
that they knew would be used against them when they signed up for the game.
Yes. So, if anyone was smart and they read the op ord, which, you know, clearly stated that the pyro can be used to take out technicals, it was a whole different story when it actually was used. So, in multiple situations when the pyro was used to dispend the technical, they had a problem with it. So, it happened to me, it happened to, everyone knows, Paulie of the Green Mountain Rangers.
Pepperoni? So, it happened to Pepperoni?
Yeah, I was there. Shit happened.
I know, I overheard it happen.
I seen it.
Me and Schultz.
I seen it.
Me and Schultz.
I seen you so
jump me and Schultz heard that hand. Hand. Some guy. We heard the whole exchange from the rooftop of hospital. Because me and Schultz hunkered down up there all night.
Yeah, you guys were just fucking, I was like, where's Schultz and Megalon? They're just like, oh, they're still on the roof. I was like, oh, okay.
That was our goddamn roof.
Yeah.
Did you burn someone to try to come up on you?
We burned a squad of 10 dudes who tried to come up on us.
To be honest, best part of Stonewall was coming back to CP at like 3 o'clock in the morning and seeing Schultz and Megalo knocked out.
Knocked out.
Dirty ass floor.
So we were knocked out. We were freezing to death on the rooftop. Like, we ate all the food we brought up with us. And we just like had burned through all of the calories from that staying warm. And we're like, all right, no one's coming up here anymore. Because, you know, whoever we murdered before
is sleeping in their fucking hotels right now.
Yeah. Whoever we murdered before went home. Because I think they actually went home.
Where was this?
Oh, yeah, home, right?
This was Stonewall. This was Stonewall.
Virginia. West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
No, it was Virginia proper. Yeah. Okay. Because it was still just off 66.
Okay.
Yeah, it was...
Oh, so actually, I did hear a rumor, and I'm not going to name my sources because they wouldn't want to be named, but apparently one of the reasons why the smokes were banned at Gladio is due to some kind of sponsorship bullshit, because the smokes that were used were of a certain brand and not of another certain brand.
I'm not sure if that's true, but also what happened...
The person who I heard it from, I trust very highly. I'll discuss who it is with a small group of us offline. All
right.
But I trust what they say almost implicitly. I don't know from them if they're repeating what they heard or if it's firsthand knowledge.
Well, at the day of the op, they said, on the first day, they said smokes are allowed, doesn't matter what color.
Other than white and black, because, you know, concerns about people think that's on fire.
Yes.
That's common sense.
So, everyone thought, okay, smokes are allowed. We threw a smoke probably mid-game, and when we came back to... like our general area of like where everyone else was, I was just sitting there. Everyone was yelling like, "Who threw the smoke and all this shit?" Because someone threw a smoke. Someone threw a smoke earlier and called the fire department saying that they might see a fire in the woods because I guess someone threw a white smoke. And then like the rules were both been changing and shit. Then we couldn't throw like other grenades and all this stupid shit.
That's just negligence.
It was just
throwing white smoke.
Everything on that in that game was just always being changed.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes, I felt like. Another rule is being changed.
And that's fucking bullshit, because if you're an event coordinator, you hammer down rule A, rule B, rule C. That's it. And you follow it. Whether you don't change it because you're getting shit pushed in.
If you're going to change a rule, you need to call everyone to a new safety briefing and rebrief them. And I'll give a good example of this that the MSATO Centurion group did. And this was at Stonewall after the Kid Heat casualty.
Yeah.
They dragged everyone back, they made everyone drink water, and then they re-emphasized to everyone, it's super hot today. You guys are not, you guys are not trained and conditioned individuals.
Yeah.
So you need to watch each other, you need to go easy, you need to drink water.
Yeah.
And so this was now, you know, an established thing.
That was the only thing that they did that was
blew my mind that they did that so right when I think back on this now.
Well, Bubba likes to go and play in the games as well, which is something
that is an issue.
Cringe a lot.
Yeah.
That is an issue.
So
if you're
coordinators playing in the
at the
op.
So here's the thing. If you're going to be an event coordinator and you're going to be like a non-player character, you're going to be an NPC and you're going to like be a role in the game, that's fine. But if you're actually taking a side...
and fire and shooting at another team like member...
Yeah, if you're taking a side on it, no. Fuck that.
Yeah. You can't. You can't. It's a direct conflict of interest, and it just smacks of, to use a John word here, because it's not here, impropriety.
Especially when he starts cursing out players.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're not getting into a professional manner. Like, again, you were an event coordinator, and it turns out it was, like, one event coordinator versus another, like, physically. They were the command, they were on the front lines with you, and it's written that way? Cool.
Yeah.
But you, like, changing your rules because you're fucking salty and you're getting shit pushed in, that, you know, you can't do that.
No. So what else, like...
to be so, like, gung-ho, like he can handle anything, but...
But couldn't handle, you know, a civilian pushing his shit in hard...
I don't think he or his guys knew what they're fucking rolling into.
Absolutely not.
Stonewall.
Because, again, they're used to...
Because we, 99% of the time, have faced all of the issues that every world has.
I think the issue is that the Northeast has historically always played a harder airsoft game than a lot of the rest of the country.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about that.
The Northeast just doesn't lose games.
And the South has not.
Fucking the shit.
So he was used to how Southern players play. And this is not to disparage Southern airsofters. This is just to state facts. You guys play a different game than we do.
I think it's because most of them, they have property, so they play like the laid back backyard games with people on their block.
And we have
whatever
field we can get.
Well, hold on. Pretty much. Let's actually announce this, right? I mean, because I'm actually, this is a pretty smooth episode. It's not going to need much editing.
Okay.
I'm going to put this up tonight. Well, we're going to the the new Long Island outdoor field. This Sunday.
Monster Trunk Rally. Not it's gonna be Raceway Park.
It's gonna be a beautiful day in the Northeast.
It's supposed to be like a nice 55 and sunny.
It's gonna be
beautiful out there.
It's gonna be Long Island in the fall, so basically like fantastic. Like one of the few times it's actually nice to live here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's true. Yeah, because you control it. You're welcome. Sunday's supposed to be beautiful.
We'll be out there. This is the first airsoft game at the new Cousins Field. I would really like, if you guys listen to this, if you guys live in like the tri-state area or you're willing to make a drive, if we can make this like a bigger deal. Even if we get like 5 or 6 more people to come. So we're going to probably roll out with at least a dozen.
I hope.
And
I mean, I'll be out there causing a ruckus.
Yeah, I'll be out there causing a ruckus.
With my hydration beers and everything. Yes. Ready to go. 9 a.m. drinking on Sunday.
I'll be with him.
Yeah.
So the last time we went to Caverson, we like...
So come up and say hi, too, by the
drunk as fuck.
Yeah, come up. Come say hi.
Tell if you, that, if you actually are listening to this and you're going to go and you see us there, hey, if you like the podcast, let us know. If you don't like the podcast, let us know.
Let us know, because we're not going to change it.
I would greatly appreciate some audience interaction. And I'm actually going to announce this, because this episode is finally going to air after being a week where we skipped and then a week that we scrubbed because it was terrible again. Next week is going to be live. We're going to be on Discord. I'm going to set the Discord server up, and I'm going to share it probably on, like, Monday or Tuesday. I mean, people can just go in and bullshit with us, and then we're going to be live and doing this 9 o'clock next week on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, ish, anyway.
9 o'clock-ish. But, yeah, no, we're gonna try our hand at
doing one live. People have asked for it, and that's one of the few things...
First time I heard this.
It's going to be... It's one of the few things that people have actually brought up to us that they want to hear, so we're going to do it.
Yeah,
that's why we're getting the guest appearance out of the way this week, so you guys aren't messing up our live show.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're welcome.
Do you know how much of them I have to edit out of this? It's terrible.
Like nothing.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Most of like the jewelry secrets.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a second hand.
Madam Secretary, I have information leading to your arrest. Not making it home tonight.
You're gonna find two bullet holes in the back of your head. It's a suicide
bullet.
Full of holes.
It's like bollocks.
You're gonna find two buckles in the back of my head?
Yeah.
You think
yeah,
you are.
The holes.
Just go with the holes.
Two exit wounds, no entry wounds.
Yeah, that's right.
Fox only, final destination.
That's right.
It's like two bullet wounds in the head.
Shout out to Trap House.
Oh, that's right. Shout out to Trap House. Cool Trap House. Shout out.
Cool. So you're saying he locked himself in the basement, in a bag, chained up, and then he lit himself on fire.
Yes. 100%.
Colt's gonna get attacked by a raccoon this weekend.
Raccoon?
Why?
At the new field.
Let's not say that there's raccoons out at the new field.
We can edit that.
Okay.
Because I don't know what you're talking. Snakes?
No, he's gonna get attacked by salamanders.
Okay. The rare salamanders.
The
Long Island rare salamanders.
Salamanders.
Yeah, dude. Sunday's gonna be a good time.
So where is the new field?
New field, it's out in Calverton. right on, I think it's exit 72.
I think so.
I believe it is. You hook a left right up there, and it's at that golf course.
We can probably put the address with the description on the video.
Yeah, we'll link their posts and everything. We're gonna try and get the word out.
Yeah.
That's what you did, right?
But it's no, so if it's right by the range, you'd hook left rather than the right.
Okay, yeah. Correct him on
the It'll be a good time. We'll be out there, like I said. Hopefully we can get a lot of people out there. This is the first time that actually the new field is being shown to everyone outside of paintball. So
and even at that, I mean, if it's still as when we discussed with Evil Steve,
yeah,
I'm assuming that this is the south end we're going to be using.
I believe so. It is two separate pieces.
If paintball has not used, is going to be effectively unused.
Yeah,
or minimally used, if at that.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, so this is
it's gonna be like how it, as far as I know, they want to try and make it like how it used to be, where there was paintball and there was airsoft, and they were separate, and we had RAO and they had their fields,
which was very nice.
To the best of my knowledge, from last time I talked with them, it was.
But in order to make that happen, we got to get people out there. They were able to do that and could afford to do that because we were out there and we had 40-50 dudes a weekend.
Yeah,
that was good times.
Yeah,
so we can make it happen
with this with this new one, hopefully, because I think it was
this. Honestly, like, this can't be a better weekend weather wise.
Oh, absolutely not! It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a wonderful time. so yeah, I think it's when you get in, it's like you go left for airsoft and you go right for paintball. So I think they're trying to keep everything separate, which is awesome.
Right for
just how it used to be.
Yes.
So I'm going to put into my story right now, Cousins Paintball.
Oh, yeah, follow Brando at iSnapBrando /_Brundy.
Is that how snap links work?
I don't know.
Professional bottle flipper.
2016, he is, the one that they write about. Best.
He is the one who needs the one.
Jay, you gonna try and come out this weekend?
I'm gonna try if I can.
No, you are.
Straight bushwhacking.
That's right.
Has the game we're planning for been officially announced yet, or can we not mention it?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Still on the.
Still on the hush. Books. Okay.
So back to the topic.
I don't say I've ran out of things that are cringeworthy.
I got one.
Thing
got
that one. Really got work.
Okay. So
Tiny, you're queued up next.
Though
I was gonna say something funny. Things that make me cringe in airsoft. You're till I go to Applebee's after they're done playing.
Yo,
hold on. That is not factual because when we went to Georgia, we went to Applebee's twice during the game.
Yeah. Also because they were giving us a discount for staying at the terrible motel next door.
Yeah. Ever Gerber shit his pants?
Yes.
That's where Gerber shit his pants.
Dude, they had said if you stay next door, it's like 15% off your bill, so we can't turn that down.
You would do that.
No, fuck, I would not.
They would rather go back to the place in Virginia where we go past the.
Oh, God.
Is there a story here?
Yeah, they looked at Alex and Jay, like, go back where you came from.
Yeah, we were in a part of Virginia where colored folks weren't
appreciated.
Not only that,
so
like,
as we were walking to our table, we got quite a few death stares that were like a go back to where you came from type of death stare.
Not only that, you guys all clearly talk with a New York accent.
Yes,
we do. So that's just double down.
Yeah, so they're definitely because
you're like, oh
fuck,
man,
you guys,
they're black and they might make more money than we do.
Yeah, it's hopefully it's gonna be a good time.
They're violating the natural order.
We'll make sure we take Jay to Applebee's, don't you worry.
Oh God.
Dude, you know what? I'm gonna get you so bad. You know what? I'm not even gonna tell you what I'm gonna do to you. What am I gonna try to do?
You're gonna try to get me so blitzed that
so blitzed? Nah, son. I'm gonna play such a good long game. That I'm gonna put it in like Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm gonna go to Applebee's, get food, put it in like a Wild Wings container, and feed it to you. And I'm gonna know.
My fucking sense is insane. I'm gonna open up the container and be like, "Yo, he got me wings. Get this shit the fuck out of here."
He touches it, doesn't even open.
No.
I know what you're trying to do here.
He has detected Applebee's on it.
Applebee's sense is tingling.
He's got a Benchmade, and it's like the sword the. Bilbo has, where it glows when there's orcs near. It just glows when there's Applebee's near.
No.
My suit toe goes off.
What?
He's got a little titanium spork that glows if Applebee's gets near it.
His spork grip glows.
Either that or
you don't have titanium spork?
No, I don't.
Yeah, amateur.
Actually, like, for field...
That plastic sport.
For field eating, they're, like, the best. Dude, get the Snowpeak ones. They're, like, they're the only thing, Snowpeak, that's less than $20. And they're the best.
Sponsored by Snowpeak.
Yo, if Snowpeak first up at me, I would shill them for a living.
Shill them?
Yeah, I would shill for a living.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, so
you
what makes me cringe.
Before I just started.
Yeah, so it makes me cringe. When you're going to, like, a John Liu type event, and you have those fucking people. Yeah, you have those fucking people who bring MREs. And everything.
Tryhards.
Like, yeah, when there's, like, clear break.
Mountain
walk. Like, I could see if you're doing a 72-hour event, one or two broken down in your pack or whatever.
Yeah, like field strip down.
Field strip them down, whatever.
Yeah.
I hate those fucking people literally hour in the game. Oh, man, you know what?
Dude, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty fucking hungry. Hold on. I'm going to sit here. Let me take my helmet off.
You're putting an accent on this that sounds awfully like a local public.
No, I'm actually not trying to shout him out.
Perhaps.
No.
He may have had a meme named after him. It started with an O and then another
O.
No,
not getting into that. No!
Not getting into that.
This is our weekly tag shout out if anyone didn't realize.
But, yeah, no, I'll agree with you on that. For people that, like, legitimately stop it. Just,
like, I
yeah.
see, like, these
Stop.
People, like, crack
Stop.
Open, like, an MRE, and I'm like, bro, I'm about to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Bro, it's, like, an hour into the game, and we get a break in two.
Even
like,
at that, like, get a jet boil.
Get, like,
Dude,
hiking
Mountain
food.
Dude, is actually pretty good.
Yeah, Mountain House stuff is actually really good.
That stuff, yeah.
Mountain House is really good
it's
for...
It's only been subjected to MREs.
It's pretty good.
Pretty much for, like, for an MRE-style food or, like, camping food,
it's
pretty
really?
Good.
Yeah.
Just take the MRE, like,
and they come in so many different flavors.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking... Like, whenever like, I'm in the field, I usually take the crackers, the peanut butter, all the shit that's, like, really... I don't eat the main meal.
Gold
and if I do,
the
like...
The main meal is, like, too many calories.
Right. A whole entire MRE together is 4,500 calories or more.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And people are eating them, like, two or three times.
No, I just don't shit for a week.
And then when you do, it just comes liquid.
No, it didn't come
liquid.
It was fucking
hot magma.
No, I've never gotten the hot magma from an MRE. I just get
fucking
solid.
If you're on MREs for a while, it's nothing, 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 and then it's like Mount St. Helens with the pyroclastic flow.
I like to say on MREs.
Yeah.
Like it's a drug.
Well, no, it's not even that.
MREs?
It's a full dietary replacement that ruins your digestive tract.
Yes.
Nah, man, like, I had to eat MREs for like a straight month, and... It wasn't that.
Chili Mac or nothing.
You don't like what Uncle Sam
did.
No,
I saw somebody at Chili Mac and they're like, I got Chili Mac. And I'm like, you know what, dude? I'll trade you my tuna for that Chili Mac. And they're like, really? You would? I'm like, yeah, you know what? You've been pretty good to me. I'm like, yo, fucking sucker.
I fucked up with all my soldiers for that. I was like, sorry, I need to eat.
Hands down, if you can ever find it, the Chili Mac MRE is the best one. The end.
Yo, actually, you know what? They came out with a buffalo shredded chicken one. I shit you not.
Hot damn.
It's actually really good, but then you shit your
but
brain.
No.
That one I shit
straight
my brain.
Up.
Don't they have like
Mountain
stroganoff House. On that's really good?
Oh, I have not had the beef stroganoff.
I could see that being good because literally you're just vacuum sealing beef stroganoff and then opening it up again.
But they're getting a lot better lately.
The Jamaican jerk
chicken.
Oh, the patty,
Jamaican patty.
Can we all agree that like their omelet that they had is the worst thing in the world?
Yeah, it's an improvised building material. It's not an omelet.
It's so terrible.
It's actually spackle.
I'm pretty sure
actually, when pretty we sure yeah, I fucking got a I got like some sort of snack or whatever in my MREs. I fucking opened it up. It was just air. I was so fucking mad.
Like, you
dude, I'm sitting there in the rain and I'm just like, oh, I'm so excited. I've been holding these for a week and then
it's it's non-GMO. It's veggie free. It's gluten free.
You're right. It's like it's space balls. It's canned air.
No, it's one of those like super.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I went to this like super hipster bar and they had cocktails and like when you had them right before you had the shot, they had like a little packet of like scented sealed air and they were like, oh, you have to like rip a hit of this and then do it and then you don't get the full flavor effect. I'm like, this is so fucking pretentious. Like, I just want to drink my fucking alcohol.
Yes.
I just want to drink my apple martini. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know what makes you cringe?
Man.
No, actually,
what makes you cringe, John?
It was a pine smoke TV. Old fashioned.
Airsoft managers with 24/7 pop collars that drive BMWs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And the more collars you have, the more potential
They're
you
all
are.
Popped. The jacket, the polo shirt,
well, you see, the sweater. John, they're neck collar vampires. Once the collar comes up, they drain the life out of you.
Oh, classic. Classic, classic, classic.
That's why they went to Florida.
Oh. Wow. John's really this on getting personal. How's your sodium levels tonight, John?
Do we need Alan to come in here and lick
dangerously high.
Dangerously high. Probably drink some water.
Beat the heat.
I have water. Lack of. So, anybody else got anything?
Looks like it's from the Atlantic.
Anything else?
I think the cringes are done, but we can keep talking. Bullshit.
I think that pretty much covers the topic in general.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else that may. Oh, actually, there is one thing we did skip, and I know we've mentioned it before, but after a game, when you guys, or on your way to, or after a game, going out in uniform and kit.
Yes.
So I remember this is one of the things that makes me absolutely cringe to this day. Right after Sonic opened, a whole bunch of kids went on an expedition where they walked down residential streets. Fuck you. They walked down residential streets and streets where there's businesses in full kit, no guns. They were at least that smart because some of these kids are actually like, I like now, but I fucking... Hated them back then.
Yeah.
To fucking Sonic, ordered and walked back. This was, they were probably gone for what, 2 hours?
Something
like that. Oh, holy fuck, I remember that. They were in Strike Force.
Yeah, they went from Strike Force to Sonic.
On YouTube, them eating their shit at Sonic, wearing everything before going to a game, like before going back to the session.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but I'm shouting you out on that. I think they quit.
It's like they go to these places dressed with their uniforms and everything, and they try to act like they're veterans.
Not all of them do that. That's a whole different issue, and that's like I actually want to go and personally punch them all in the testicles.
That's like a whole episode worth of hatred right there.
What I'm just talking about is it's they got struck down. It's not constitutional, unfortunately.
Nah. Oh,
Stolen Valley Ranch is no longer illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, bitch. No one's gonna stop what the veterans do.
It is still to an extent. Like if you use it for monetary gain, it's still illegal. If you use it for monetary gain, it's still illegal. So like if you walk into a store and you're like, yo, do you have a veteran discount? And they're like, yeah, and you're like, cool, I'm a veteran when you weren't.
Yeah.
Then that's because that's for monetary gain, that's fraud.
Yes.
So they adjusted how fraud is done to expand and include that, but the actual, like, Stolen Valor penalties and the law of Stolen Valor is gone. Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people, like, getting...
But at this, it,
a
it,
lot of scumbags.
It was struck down because it was unconstitutional is what it boils down to.
Fuck, you know what? No, that's constitutional.
It's free speech.
Yeah, people can say, like, oh, I'm supporting troops by wearing this uniform.
Yeah, but, like, if you go into McDonald's after the game in your uniform... If you go to McDonald's after the game in your uniform, I hate you.
Yes.
I would say this. At the very least, you need to take your kit off and, like, the top off and put on, like, a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, I mean,
because walking around in camouflage pants is not that bad. Oh, what a slut. It took a bar. You don't want those ones, all right? Those ones you don't take home to mom.
It's true.
They got jazz hands on the old gargler.
Yes, right. So as you were saying, going out in like the camel pants and the boots or whatever.
I'm down on this gargling thing right now. Fuck yeah! No. Finally killed. Nah, I missed it.
And the solid colored shirt, or just a regular t-shirt. There are people that wear that as their regular wardrobe.
Or like it could be rational that you were like hunting, or just you know you wear camo pants. Like it's somewhat socially acceptable to wear camouflage pants.
No, it's not.
Something I never got.
But if you wear jeans with cry knee pads in them, you're advertising to the world that you are a cheap male prostitute.
Keith Powers.
I was actually going to say. You can't even do a bizarro for him because it's still the same name.
Yeah, I know.
Aww.
I know.
Or I guess you could say it's Geesey Jeffin.
Something like that.
It's
pretty bad. Again, cringeworthy.
Do you think they ever went with each other?
I have no.
I think there was a lot
may
of like
or may not have.
Okay.
There's no confirmation.
I mean, look, denied. There's nothing wrong with it if they did. I just want to know.
Yeah. It's probably one. It's probably in those deleted emails.
Because
Hillary knows.
Shout out Hillary.
Hillary knows.
If you're listening,
Hillary for prison.
Oh, she. Well, the NSA is listening.
Yeah,
it's in there with the listening. Wiener emails.
I'll give you some wiener emails. Right?
Well, he's in his sex rehab place right now, or whatever the fuck.
Is this sex rehab?
Yeah, he's in. He's in like.
What is it? A LARP? Convention?
Internet sex rehab facility. I was listening to it this morning.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Wiener.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like. Who's Anthony Wiener?
I've heard of him before.
I would hope so. Homie's been sending
Carlos
wiener pics
Danger
to you.
Carlos,
wait, are you one of the underage people he sent dick pics to?
I would hope not.
Carlos, no, I just thought that was my dad.
Actually, I Dad, your dick looks just like Santa's.
Oh my god.
What a
blow. Oh, no.
That's some Blink 182 shit right there. Your dad is huge and I've never seen his face.
I mean, there was a running gag when I worked in the shop that was, you know, like, whenever you met someone new, you asked them to bend over, like, to pick something up, and you'd be like, ah, mate, shut the lights off, I only know you from behind in the dark.
Wow. I remember, one time at the shop, freaking Who's That's Girlfriend came through, Marchese's.
She was decent looking. Well, she was a good sport.
Yeah, she was a good sport. I fucking threw the pen and she went over and picked it up.
And then he threw the pen again and she went and did it again.
Yeah, she just knew.
See,
yeah.
That's one of, that's
she was a good sport about it.
That's what
she
with the bottle.
Yeah. She was a good sport about it. Pizza.
He wasn't.
No.
He
not
wasn't
so much.
And more than one.
No. Actually, I can't believe you said his full name.
I don't give a fuck.
It's true.
Waiting for the invite to the wedding. Well, they texted me.
You didn't get invited to John's wedding.
Like, hey, we want to send you the invite.
That's awesome.
I'm like, yeah, the address is the same.
Nice.
You know.
Other than that, I mean, we kind of covered all the tryhards.
Oh, actually, I do want to bring something up because, a lot of us have been playing.
It's always going back. Resistant? No. Yes. No.
A lot of us have been playing for like a super long time. So like, I'm gonna say like you and myself, we probably have what I refer to as the Empire of Dirt, which is just all the random shit you've built up over the years.
Yes.
I know you've done some trimming because you've moved a couple times.
Yes.
So
but
I was
it
going,
still finds its way back. So
yeah.
Don't worry.
I was going through my workbench the other night because
yeah.
I was looking for my Lonex gearbox shell to do the new M4 build for the unnamed op.
Yes.
And I found. Like a fucking unicorn I forgot I owned.
A whole unicorn?
The shell of a unicorn.
Ooh.
I found a PGC saw gearbox.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even remember getting this.
So you know what we should do? We should try and find a way to get that PGC saw gearbox and the empty Hanes box to have babies. And then we'll have just
give it to D.
That is like if you guys don't know what a PGC box is, do you know what it is?
No.
Do you even know who PGC is?
Yeah,
no,
PGC.
Okay. So
not just
I mostly know mostly know for their pistol parts now.
Okay, so they used to make gearboxes. They did make a split gearbox V2 that was baller.
Yes,
fuck.
It's one of the first ones on the market.
It had an integral
yes.
hop up unit. It was dead balls on accurate. It was the most accurate you can get. Yeah, it is DBA.
Yeah,
dead balls accurate.
Balls accurate.
Hmm. To within you know one con hair.
Yes. Dude, that's tolerances, man.
Yeah. There's Mediterranean ones, there's thick ones, there's thin ones.
Bye.
As you were saying.
So
I got
basically.
That'll
right.
finally make you masturbate for 20 hours.
See, I got this. It's supposed to be a scurvy cure for some gorillas. But for humans, it makes them violently masturbate.
You can't say that, man.
Joe would say that's supposed to be
hot. I got Molly. I got her sister Sandra.
Shit for gorillas.
He said, yeah, I got
shit hard.
I got shit in the dick. I got shit in the dick. He's like, yo, fuck it. I even got fucking
shit. He was on the podcast. He said, fuck God. He did that like three times and pissed my pants.
I got fucking Flintstone dummies
if you want.
The
gorilla one, I can't even think of without dying. Like, I was riding the bike on the way here, and I thought about that, and I had to, like, stop.
You see Megalo, like,
shifting. He's actually just pedaling.
Yeah. Ooh, wow, that was good.
Oh, so basically, right, I see what we're doing here.
God damn, yo.
So
we
basically, right? It's a full CNC'd aluminum gearbox. I think they're 70-75, and then they're like hard coat anodized and heat treated. They are skookumous free. You cannot break them. If you want to do like your like someone's worst nightmare build, you do it in a PGC box.
So PGC is like Retron before Retron.
PGC is who Retrons wish they were.
Oh, damn. So,
I guess the big question is, what are you going to do with it?
So, well, you know, I've been working on a circuit to do a twist grip saw, where the amount you have the throttle twisted open changes the rate of fire. Okay. So right now, it's just finding someone to make the boards. I've got a couple quotes out. One that I had sent it, I was planning on sending that to, I found steals your ideas and sells them. So I don't want people making money off this.
There you go. Makes sense.
Yeah. No, we're all going to make the money.
Yeah, exactly.
The millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have that.
When every troll hard wants my fucking twist grip throttle trigger for their gun. Honestly, Polar Star kids would probably buy it.
That sounds like something.
And you can make yourself
faster by just twisting.
Bro, then you can get yourself some 31s. You'll be
later. Are you going to like saw off your motorcycle grip and put it on the bottom of your saw?
It's going to go on the side.
You just gotta do what Glenn did. Just take a mold of your dick, and that's a grip.
That was outstanding.
Oh, God. Although, that had to be thrown in the fires of Mount Doom.
I don't think they had enough to grab
it. They brought it.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, that was a solid four grip. It ain't no RVG.
Oh, right. I see where we're going there. Max Williams, okay, bro.
It's just a hand stop.
just a hand stop, nothing else.
No hand stop?
No hand stuff?
But
Does anyone else have any like projects they're working on yourself?
Why are we talking like a cartoon character? So
Brian, how's that book going?
I'm working on my PTWs. AKA I'm letting them sit here until I leave, and then I'm gonna send it to Tackleberry and be like, do you boo boo?
That's right.
And he's going to fix both of them.
Around the table, anyone else?
I've got some things coming down the pipe. Down the pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
You know you like that
more than just come.
An SR25 yes. I just handed to Demo.
Mm,
still getting that thing going? That SR25?
What?
Still going? Yeah.
Strong. Yeah,
just, make that science.
I just gave the Demo and just said, do what you think is good.
That's honestly, at this point, the best thing you can do if like, you want a gun built.
Pretty much.
Is just let Demo have his way with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have his way with it either way. You're not stopping Demo.
So I said to get too many chances.
But he can guarantee that at least it's going to get breakfast the next day. He's a nice boy like that. So don't worry.
He's got the courtesy to give it a reach around.
Yes. I mean, we're not even bothered asking Brad and OJ because they're straight PTWs. So
that's fucking some bullshit.
What do you got in the works?
I'm gonna fucking remake the TM Mark 23, the fucking official pistol of Long Island.
Oh yeah,
I'm bringing that motherfucker.
What?
I got mine.
bringing that fucking shit back in Safari.
Since the battle of the 34, you gonna bring that back?
Yo, fuck the 34. Shit's going out the fucking window.
34.
No, the TM.
Okay. I still, my favorite TM pistol is still the high cap of 4.3.
The 4.3 is so crisp.
Big ass hands.
My first TM pistol was the 1911.
You fucked up.
I didn't, dude. That shit was hot. I had the extended mag.
My first
TM
pistol was
4.23.
Let's go down the line. M9 Tacmaster, Mark 23, Glock 26, 26 Advance, 2.17s.
Should have went last. Living
lavish. And the Desert Warrior.
Alright, so I had two SIGs, the Desert Warrior 1911, a regular 1911, and I had a Glock 17 for like a week.
Yeah.
I had the 5.1 I got from John.
Yes.
And then sold immediately and made a ridiculous profit.
Yep.
Yeah.
He lost the O-ring in it, so literally I took it apart, put the O-ring back on, and it shot.
Dude, that was like that garter, that full garter kit SIG that I bought. Bought it for $80. The kit was $300 and change.
Yep.
Plus putting the gun in it.
Yeah, because I flipped it and sold it for $160. I paid $80 for it.
Spring kit. Reattach the trigger spring. Boom.
But my first actual gas gun was KJW had made a Western Arms clone, Power Ordnance P1445.
I had a real Western Arms P1445.
Yeah, I know.
Maruzen MP5K.
But did you have yours in like 2003?
Yes.
You had your Western Arms in 2003?
Yes.
Damn.
Nobody fucking on my click. Click.
The Maruzen MP5K was one of my first MP5Ks.
Kanye.
Sorry.
Was your first DM9?
Yeah.
My first guest
and we
pistol.
Probably sold it to you.
Yeah. Bought from you guys. Broke in 2 weeks. Sent it to you guys. So I sent it out.
Never
got
it
back. Got a brand new one. Broke again in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
But right by the
the only thing that
was plastic. It always kept cracking off. Went to return it again to have him fix it.
Yep.
And Paul said, just pick another gun. It's the same price. And I think I got a Glock.
And you probably still have that Glock.
No.
17 shots,
no.
38.
I remember that shit immediately.
605?
No, I have a...
That was your first gas?
No. I was singing a song.
The 605s, though.
I was about to say, I don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
First guy. TM Mark 23.
I love my Mark 20. I still love my Mark 23.
I just sold mine to Colt.
I never
really?
Got
yeah.
You and sold your Mark 23.
One of, yeah.
Oh, I forgot you have multiple, yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get a new land.
New land unit?
Could,
yeah.
I could never find one for
a new
unit. They used to sell a like an actual working one, which was the same price as the pistol, but it was like...
It was a working.
It was like a 200 lumen LED,
oh,
you know, flashlight, had a working laser. No, oh, this is right at the peak of when everything switched over to LEDs.
Yeah,
that was that good stuff.
LED was new and like expensive. Like you were not getting anything. Like even like Surefires were still incandescent at that point.
Yeah,
I still have an old like M9
51
somewhere.
I can't remember who did it, but
together.
I went to a game with the West Point crew.
Yeah,
and it might have been this group Kafir out of like Connecticut or whatever. But they were a good group of people.
Hashtag James Carino.
Yeah, James Carino, if you're listening. But no, they were a good group of people. But I think they rolled through like they were just like, you know what, fuck it. And I think they just all like some of them had Mark 23s. And they just ran around the fucking mountain with Mark 23s. Dude, it was the fucking sexiest thing I've ever seen. And I had nods on. I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
And they were just like...
Kafir are just... they're fantastic.
They're a fucking good group of
I
guys.
Don't actually know why they roll with JC.
With who? Oh, James? He's a member, I think, too, now.
Yeah,
He is a member. They, I remember when he, like, first met them.
Yeah.
I was at that game. I mean...
What game did we meet them at? Like, when was this?
This was...
Because I knew...
This was June... No. This was May of 2013. We went to a game in... It was either Rhode Island or Connecticut. It was...
Wasn't it G's at
it? It's Rhodey.
It's Op Rhodey, yes. Brody. We went to that game, and I went with the West Point guys. They needed another person to go, so I was like, all right, cool. And they just hated on me because I was from... Well, one dude did, and... He was a little asshole about the whole time.
Did he tell
me to
eat a bag of dicks?
Nah, yeah, dude, he's like... No disrespect, but... Yeah, he was like... Yo, you look like fucking GMR with that fucking helmet and everything. You got the fucking... All this stuff. And I'm like... Nah, man. Doing me. Because I had a tan helmet. That was it. Because I had a tan Mitch I borrowed from Vinny.
Yeah.
Because I needed just a Mitch. They said you have to have a Mitch. I'm like, whatever.
So,
but they were a good group of guys when I met them, and fucking, I rolled with them at night because all the other guys, like, kind of dipped off, so it was, like, two or three West Point guys and the rest of the Kafir guys, and we just rolled through at night and fucking did work.
Yeah, because I knew them from, Monty's games, because they always roll out to those, or
okay.
Had always rolled out to those when he was still doing them. And, like, we were at Tacos. And
yes.
He was like, oh yeah, I roll with Kafir. I'm like, since when have you rolled with Kafir? Because, like, I've been to games with Kafir. I've slain civilians with Kafir, and you were not there.
I remember there was, like, you know, like the stereotypical thing in, like, movies where you hear the record just... It was, like, one of those looks.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was fucking hysterical.
Because like, Kafir helped me do one of my favorite things in Airsoft, which was, at...
Sorry, Rich is like, you guys start yet?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're, like, an hour and a half in.
Nah, we're like, actually, because we dicked around a bit. We're actually only like 50 minutes in.
Well, actually, you know what? Can you you'll pull up Discord, have him hop on?
Yeah, we'll have him hop on in a second. Let me just finish the story. So,
sorry.
At Monty's games, they're like super, super, super immersive. So, we decided we were going to kidnap the enemy team's XO. So, he was this dude, his like call sign was Whiskey. So, we got one of the NPCs to like call him over like she had a mission for him. Meanwhile, she was in on the ambush. And we just literally grabbed him and dragged him up a hill and then started a firefight in the village during this ceasefire.
That's hot.
It wasn't like a safety ceasefire. It was like an in-game, like the UN called a ceasefire. Sure. And we just burned we burned his dudes in the village, and then we ran up with him off a hill and we held him kidnapped for like a half hour. Until someone was like out of game, like, you have to let him go. Like, he paid to be here and play the game. You can't hold him kidnapped for the rest of the event.
Look, it's my precious!
So then we worked into the game. You know, they negotiated his release.
Alright, so shout
let,
out
me,
to
let me bring Discord up.
And Obama.
That's yep. A whole cringe thing, actually. Whoa, what else you got?
Another cringe thing. He actually brought it up. Well, both of you guys kind of brought it up.
What? Obama?
No, Hillary. No, the Mitch.
Hillary?
Every game.
Louder, man. Yeah. Project.
Alright. Every game that I've been to so far with the West Point cadets playing.
Not bad.
Like, Gladios, I think, actually one of the only games I played with them. Like, they're actually on my team.
Yeah.
But they always wear green Mitches if they're on tan team.
No, so
I smoke them no matter what, because I see a green helmet on the tan team.
It's actually gray, and the reason they wear it is because it's...
All right, let Rich know we're up on Discord.
It's green. It's a dark color. It's going to go with green.
It's,
I smoke
honestly,
them no matter
dude,
what.
It's like a foliage.
And they
it
wear
looks
multi-cam with
distance,
a green...
Yes.
Like, just change
no,
it.
Yeah, I know.
If you know you guys are wearing that same kit every time... Green.
That's true. Either that, or they should put helmet covers on to follow
exactly.
The rules, like everybody
other,
else.
Yeah.
Oh, and another thing, two of them. Like everyone has
damn,
to wear.
Just hating on West Point.
I'm
right
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not oh,
it
was
all
like
from
Gladio.
Cool
this is
no,
the West Point
cool,
hate circle jerk club.
It was all from Gladio, really, because like
you're slowing down there. You gotta keep tugging me.
Wearing like if you had like your M frame, you had to wear a helo kit. Every single one of them did not have a helo kit in.
I'm gonna fuck
well, they no, they modified their glasses. I've looked at them. They're not so much a helo kit, but they went and they've put foam
around.
No, this is all clear because they're running clear ones. So
well,
you see everything.
Damn.
So
you
like,
know what though? I'll make the argument.
James,
if
can you like try to back him up on this and like
if
no.
You're willing
rebuttal?
To
no rebuttal?
No, I don't think so.
Nah,
sorry.
Let Rich know we're up on Discord.
I did.
Okay. But, like, if you're willing to accept the personal responsibility of wearing just wraparound shooting glasses, I think you should be allowed to at games.
Oh, no, yeah, I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, when they were going with, like, the whole thing, if someone else wasn't wearing a full seal, they were kicking them out of the game.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And they weren't kicking them out.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So that's the only thing that guy was going to, like,
sorry,
if they get, like,
out
some...
For not wearing helo
they would send them out to get their helo kits and bring them
yeah.
back to...
Yeah, that's why Zach put out that white light while he was trying to find his...
No, Zach,
in the middle of the night.
Zach just dropped his shit. Yes, Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
Whoa!
You'll learn white light discipline someday.
Oh,
yeah,
it's going to be soon.
But that day
it's gonna
is
be soon.
Not today.
No. Yeah. I hope you maybe learned from the last podcast.
Nah.
Why? Did you edit that?
No, I left it in.
Oh,
he heard
oh,
it.
That's
it.
He
cried about it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll get over it.
It's all right. He didn't slit his wrists.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
That's right. Chill out with the jokes. I already heard it. I heard it from across the fucking table.
He didn't just see
certain
it.
Name.
He heard it.
He heard it.
Wait, what name?
Long story, we'll discuss. We'll discuss
okay.
Actually. But,
anybody else want some November jewel yet?
I'm
good.
I'm good right now.
Check
but like just go be your own fucking player.
Yeah.
People that just immediately follow everybody else.
Yeah.
Be
I'll say this
player.
Blindly copying a kit. Even if it's an impression,
yes.
Blindly copying a kit.
Not
if something doesn't work for you, don't have it on you.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you guys usually
there's one thing like you're gonna do impressions for pictures, you know, you'll have a bunch of shit on that you don't use or don't know how to use. That's fine.
Shovel.
But, like, when you're playing in the game, take it the fuck off.
Yeah. If it legitimately has no purpose on your shit, if you're not doing pictures or anything like that, just stop.
And I guess the other thing I'll roll into on this, because I have a good story about this.
Ooh, a good story.
A good story, yes. People who carry medical equipment, they're not trained or authorized to use.
Yes.
And there was a guy who was
yes.
on IG back in the day, who's actually now a paramedic, and that's why this is a good story. And he had posted up about how he wanted all this shit for his medical kit,
yeah.
you know, to use at the game, to, or, you know, to have.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, like, you shouldn't do that. Like, carry bandages, boo-boo shit. Don't carry stuff that, you know, you don't know how to use and can hurt someone if you don't use correctly.
Yes.
And he, like, went off on me about, you know, how, you know, I'm an asshole and I'm inconsiderate to people. And I'm like, listen, like, here's a message. I'm gonna have my brother email you, who is an EMT, and explain to you why this is a dumb idea.
Yes.
And he, like, disregarded it. And then I want to say, like, 2 or 3 years ago, he became an EMT. And, like, I'm, like, through IG and shit, I'm still, like, friends with him on Facebook. He actually sent me a message, like, you know, like, now after going through all this training and shit, I understand what the fuck you were telling me about then. So that, like, oh, you're if you don't, because when I went through training, they showed us, this is what happens when you use a nasal pharyngeal wrong. This is what happens when you use a chest seal wrong. This is what happens when you use a tourniquet wrong.
I got one of those once. Yeah. For training purposes, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I did not like the feel.
That's why, like, so,
yeah, I keep an IFAC on me, but it's like Neosporin Band-Aids. Yeah,
it's boo-boo stuff.
It's like
Katy Perry Band-Aids.
No, it's
Hello
Muppet
Kitty.
Band-Aids.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Muppet Band-Aids.
I've got Muppet Band-Aids in mine. It's like Orli V, Neosporin, one or two of the airplane bottles of whiskey. Like, that's... That's it. Like
that's
that
a fucking
right.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Things you're trained or understand with logical concepts.
Long socks.
That's what you keep in your eye for? Long socks. Jerk them off into.
Nah, he
seems something
textual.
Nah,
he gets he short socks. He doesn't need the long socks. He needs the no shows.
Dude.
Or just like.
The toe socks.
No, the things that they have, like, for women in shoe stores, and they're gonna try and shoes if they're not wearing socks. The little, like,
I don't know. You're the one that wears women's shoes.
Oh!
What are they called?
I don't know. But it's basically just like a super thin, like, sock. No, it's not a sock though, because it's like a name for
it. It's like a stock.
It's like I was about to say it's like a stocking.
How about
yeah.
Like the Nike.
We've delved into foot fetish. It's weird. Let's get out of this.
I like feet. I don't know why.
Never underestimate the sneakiness.
He said,
is that why I punched Theodore?
Alright, so I guess Rich isn't coming on. So
he said, yeah,
I'm
whack,
sorry we teased you guys with Rich.
Nah, he'll be here. Don't you worry.
He's
I
supposed
mean,
to be on.
We're going to start the wrap-up soon, though.
That's it?
I mean,
whack it.
No, why would you do
that? Oh, my God, why would you
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't have any more material.
I'm pretty much out of material.
I'm just going to see how this rolls out.
Do you? Hold on. Quiet. Do you have any more material?
What was your favorite build that you have done over the years?
Coming
out hard.
So I'm actually going to say this. I'm going to say this. My Polar Star when I had it.
Oh, you're terrible.
Because, no. First off, I was one of the first guys to have a Polar Star.
This is when Polar Star
and came. the tech that I figured out with how the gun is set up in terms of barrel length and settings, no one else was doing at the time. It was also the first R-hop I ever did. So I was shooting like 400 feet. With this gun in like 2011, when no one was shooting that far,
unheard of.
I was strongly encouraged to get rid of it after a game at Zulu, where on the side of a building in my stance, rocking shots, blasting people in the face. I almost said blowing dudes in the face, blasting people in the face, and so the rest of the team is crossing in front of me, and all of them are calling out when they're crossing in front of me now. I was running a full-length SPR with a full-length cream-filled banana on the end of it.
Yeah, you were.
So this thing literally made no noise. All you heard was the solenoid click. So, best part was if you took the can off, fucking tank, 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 because it had the compensator and it worked like a real comp, so it made
it had that nice snap.
Yeah.
It's like fucking...
It's like robot sex. Clang, 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 clang.
Get back to your story.
So, I'm popping shots, and people are crossing, and they're calling up, and they're crossing, and, you know, I'm posting up, and then rolling back down. And this, like, 13-year-old kid just didn't get the message that when you cross my line of fire, you need to say something. And he walks in front of me as I pull the trigger. And so this gun was shooting, and I've always known the volume, joule creep, over volume. So the gun passed chrono, but it was shooting way higher kinetic energy than it should have been for this game. Because if you're only going to chrono based on a specific FPS with a specific weight BB, I'm going to bend the rules every time.
Yeah, there's science behind that.
So I'm shooting like five joules with this gun. All right, it buries in his neck.
Yeah, killed him.
And the kid took it like a champ. Because like he like screams. He like screams and the ref comes over.
Shoes came off, he was dead.
And the ref just kind of gave me a look, and he realized what happened.
She's in a flood of joy.
And then, just like, the kid's dad comes over and squeezes the BB out of the kid's neck like a pimple.
Nice.
And then the kid goes back to playing like a champ.
You don't get kids like that nowadays.
No.
No, you don't.
This
no.
This kid was solidly a champ.
Off the walls and like, ah! Like, oh my god, my pants are hitting!
This kid's kid was like 12, 13 years old, and he was a champ.
My parents made me Sky.
And you know what? Because his dad was probably like, listen, stop being a little bitch.
No, he, the, dude, dad the kid was like totally calm the whole time.
Was like, you fucking cry, I'm disowning you.
No, honestly, he might have been in shock because like it hit his spine and raveled his spine. But yeah, so my favorite build was my Polar Star SPR, short dot on it, and that gun, it was just, it was so slick, it was so smooth. The shots went exactly where I wanted them to every single time. It was, that was one of those legendary guns. The first time I broke it out was before the Cove.
Yeah, I remember that.
We went out to the Calverton Field, and this was, again, like, the first time a lot of people had seen a Polar Star, because this was like they had just come out.
Why does your gun have a hose coming out of it?
People knew what they were, but no one really had them yet. And
this is still in the time where everyone's just buying PTWs just to buy PTWs.
Yeah.
So it was different.
And
was
so there, I'm running with a gun that's making no noise, and I'm just... And all you hear, this is one of my favorite moments, I burned McLovin in the face. And all you could hear was the BBs clinking off of his goggles.
Yeah.
Like, that's how quiet this gun was. You could hear the BBs clink off the goggles.
$50 says he didn't call it.
No, he called it. He called it because when he couldn't hear a gun firing, he assumed it was me and knew that I would call him out on his shit.
Yeah. And I think my favorite build, I built a VFC a couple of years ago. It was just, like, mid-2000s CAG setup, short dot, MR re-rail, PEC-2, lighted foregrip, just a beautiful piece. And I wound up getting rid of it. I think I'm going to build another one. I think I'm going to turn the recoil shock into that.
I was about to say, because he kind of threw in there, like, the build he wants to do. What is the build that you want to do?
See, the thing is, I have no idea what build I want to do.
Wait, I didn't throw in there the build I wanted to do.
You basically did. You said it's the build that I'm going to do. Like, it's the dream build kind of
thing. No, I had that build. That build existed.
Okay, so what's the build you want
to
do?
Oh, what's the build I want to do?
Sweet.
I was just saying your favorite build that you've ever built. Like, you own and you build.
I thought you were saying combination of all.
The dream build is currently it's the Saw Project.
Okay.
Because that's the culmination of everything I've learned working as, you know, being an airsoft tech and everything I've learned learning programming and everything I've learned dicking around with electronics. Yeah. So, like, to me, that's the unholy blend of everything that I'm a mad scientist in.
Yeah. It's pretty solid.
So, Scuba, what's your favorite build?
My favorite build.
I know what it should be.
Mark 18.
What should it be?
Should be that VFC 416.
That's exactly what it was, actually. My fucking VFC 416. That
thing has survived all of your crying, too.
Yeah, like, legit. I've had PTWs, and I love PTWs. That's why I have two right now. They don't work. But that's because I bought them secondhand. I bought them secondhand used, and that probably wasn't the best idea. So I'm gonna get them fixed right. But my favorite gun build so far was by far my VSC 416. I had it done by Dan Shooter. Got the AMP high torque in it. It had everything done perfect. And I shit you not, that gun from 2012 to 2016 to the day I gave it to Rich, we traded. And with some cash for PTW, it still worked, and I had nothing done to it. It hadn't been opened, nothing. That gun went to OPP. That gun went to a bunch of different ops.
Went to Irene.
It went to Irene. I had no problems. Not one. That gun never went down once.
I borrowed.
And on top of that, at Irene, it was you could do full auto because it was John Rue. You can do full auto out, like shooting from the outside of the building.
Saw rule.
Yeah, saw rule basically. I was fucking. Everybody's like, brr, brr. I was probably hitting a good like 35 at least a second.
Noodle.
And it was just bop. It was so loud.
A lot more.
And you just see fucking a trail of BBs just
jump.
And then you see this dude. He was like, hit. Oh my god, no. Let me go vote.
Just like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. That's at least how I pictured it in my mind, and I felt so good, but that was by far my favorite build, and I want to make that into a PTW.
So, I actually used that gun at Jawbreaker 4, because the motor wire popped off my TM.
That's right.
And I was an idiot, and I put Torx on the motor screws.
I remember that.
And no one had Torx, so I couldn't use my baller R-hopped Real KazV M-Rail TM at this game.
Dog's getting mischief.
Your dog's a pug.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I've shot that gun. That's why I knew that gun had to be
Yeah, man, it was a great gun. Always spot on.
And, like, accessories-wise, when you had it, was Sims when Rich had it?
So,
like, Block 2-ish stuff on it?
I had a EOTech 552, PEC 15. Yeah, I love the 552. That was my favorite.
Don't be bad.
I love the long, yeah, man.
Pocket 3.
5.5.3 is hot too, bitch. But
oh, Rich had the ACOG.
Rich had the ACOG, and he also had the Micro T1.
Yeah, I had the ACOG.
I had the EOTech 5.5.2. It was the long one, small, skinny, and long. And then I had
what's in your mouth?
I had PEC 15 and a Insight with the dual switch on the bottom.
How it is now.
Yeah, and I had the Magpul suppressor with cream filled.
Wait, I think Rich popped on Discord and he's just super quiet.
Yeah, but
all I heard was cream filled.
I could just hear soft grumbling in the background.
So, well, actually, we discussed cringeworthy things, and right now we're on your favorite gun build that we ever built.
Okay.
I did my Polar Star, that SPR that I had.
I had the Cagnus Everdeen.
And I had my 416 that you have now.
Yeah, that's a dope gun.
Yeah,
you're welcome now.
So let's go to you, Rich. Yeah. What is your favorite build you've ever had?
Sad. Oh boy, that is a tough one. There's just been so many good ones throughout the years. I don't know. It's so.
You gotta pick one.
Oh, God.
Guns make up your mind!
I don't know. I love all my children. Like, they're all just beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it basically is. You can't decide whether you want a caramel macchiato or fucking pumpkin spice.
Well, that depends on your level of basicness.
Alright, bitch, I always get my pumpkin spice. I know what I fucking want.
That means you're super basic.
How about you watch your language about that fucking pumpkin spice?
I know what I want.
So, Rich, actually, I'm going to posit what I think yours might be.
Okay.
I'm going to say it might be your pirate gun. Because that gun is hot as fuck.
Yeah, I don't have it anymore, though.
Oh, what?
Shit, my brain's out.
Yeah.
I didn't know you didn't have that anymore.
Yeah, I got rid of it. You know what? No, I know what my favorite build is. My favorite build is the Block 1 M4 that I built for Irene when we went. The PT Dubs with the 14.5 with the can and the grenade launcher and the PEC 16 on the side. Yeah, that's my favorite build.
All right. Who are we rolling to next
so
on
good.
This? John.
I don't build guns. I just buy them pre-built.
It's true. Almost every gun he has or currently has, he bought one off me. He's got the SR-25 now.
All right, so we'll skip you.
Yeah.
Skip me as well, because I don't like build guns.
Probably one of my favorite builds is... I want to say it's like... I based it off like this is like a civilian... Like, DMR, I guess we can say. So, I know it sounds weird, but when I built it, it's started off as a Polar Star. Yeah, one of the first Polar Stars that was out back when they all had individual wires for the SCU. I built it off of an old GMP body, the Special Forces body, actually. Then had a 13.5-inch... CAC URX 3 rail. So the one that just has the rail in the front.
URX 3 though.
And it's completely slick on the sides.
I love that rail.
That, I had put a D-ball on top and then a short dot on it. And besides that, that was possibly one of my favorite setups. And I sold that gun. And it was like the biggest mistake of my life, probably.
Yeah. How do you people not get excited about guns that you've built?
It's between two.
Okay.
It's between my VFC 416 or my current PTW. 416 was completely upgraded. Chimera Fet, 12 to 1s. I think it was the Echo 1 Red.
12 to 1.
It was a fire gun.
You can't see him right now, but like when he's saying this, he's like, basically, right, take your upper body, All right, loosen up your hips, and then basically throw your upper body around as you iterate each syllable out of you.
So talk like Captain Kirk. Yeah. Pretty much how you're saying.
Essentially. That's what you have to do.
That's almost Easton Torres.
Yeah, almost.
But I don't know if I can ever pick a gun over my current PCW. That shit's...
Now, do you think that's just because of the shiny new?
Do you think it's because it's a PTW?
Nah.
Because PTW's trash.
Nah.
Fuck shit up with that gun.
Dude.
Rich, you were going
to
say?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'm actually going to have to change... Well, I'm not going to change my mind right now, but I do have to say, and Dave knows about this. Well, he knows about this most recent purchase, so we won't spoil anything. We'll wait until it's done, because it should be done soon.
I have something coming in all the way from Korea.
What?
Wait, I didn't hear that. Say again?
I said I got something coming in all the way from Korea, and it's
building
gonna,
an ICS?
It's gonna make the it's gonna make the 416 look super schmancy.
Is he building an ICS?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Did you get a mail order wife like somebody else we know?
John Roo.
Oh. Wow. No, I don't need any of those. I'm fine on that front.
Fine on the mail order wives. Yeah, it's gonna be hot fire, as the kids say.
As the kids say.
Hot fire.
And so, last
one, Dylan.
We got one more build to go through, because you've been awfully quiet.
Yeah, he's just been sitting here playing my gun. I'm kind of...
And he's been working on that mouth fedora.
Yeah, no, he's been, like, he's sitting around shooting everybody, and then he killed himself, so...
Let me see that. I can't remember how much I hate SIGs.
Oh, dicks. I didn't really do anything to my guns, really. I'm speaking up. Shit.
You gotta speak up.
All
right. Project, brah.
I guess my Sistema as of right now is my best gun, like favorite gun as well, because...
Well, wasn't it not working last night?
No, of course. No!
Silver problems.
How the other part of the gun works.
You see that?
Mint.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, did you just take contact in your house?
That's a yes.
Oh, he's dealing with someone right now.
It's like the video.
Oh,
it's gonna
be Rich. You hitting your girlfriend or?
So John Wick. Oh, John, you're working again tonight? Yeah. Have a good night.
Some of my Polestar actually. My Polestar put the speed trigger in, and like baseball.
FIFA got us a Polestar.
Yeah.
SBR
when they were new, and one that puts holes in necks.
Mine was just quick as shit. That's all I remember. So the speed trigger broke.
Chop.
The spring broke, so it was even faster. And like I would have to just vibrate my finger and I was shooting.
Yeah, you just vibrate.
Yeah.
You are the cancer killing yourself.
Like,
I hope you know that.
You hold your hand straight.
I just had my mom call me.
Yo,
no, he doesn't do that, does he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you bring him to training so I can take him down?
Oh, yo, you want to be here next Monday?
All right.
Yeah, you know, you
have to. Oh man,
yep.
You're gonna see full salty Megalo.
That's
like how
I
got
the
right
to Zach.
Yeah,
like, I don't think he knows.
He's gonna be sick. I'll tell him to tune in on this shit so he can definitely hear it.
He's gonna be sick.
Tune in,
how I got with Ralph last time.
Yes,
you got with Ralph. That fucked up, man.
No,
you got angry at him.
I didn't get angry at him, but Ralph has always had shitty body positioning, and then he complains that he can't do certain positions that even someone your size can do. So I just beat him up.
All right, well, for the viewers that can't see me, I'm a large black male.
You know, I feel like this is the beginning of a D&D session, and you're just like, all right, so you know.
Hold on, Rich is talking. What's up? What's up?
I said don't beat yourself up, Tiny. You're not black.
Oh, we already went over this,
black.
Too. He does not like to be called Tiny.
Things that made me cringe.
I feel like that was the beginning of a D&D session. You're like, I'm a human barbarian.
Yep. Yeah. I like to identify as an attack helicopter. Thank you very much.
Yes, I want my own bathroom.
Check your vehicular privileges.
goofy a school kid. Yeah, so, like, I would not go to school.
I basically picked on him all night and made him do drills that only involved body positioning and good body positioning.
That sounds like what we did with Chipmunk.
Chipmunk, just stand straight up.
Yeah.
But then, like, after I beat him up, I took him to the side and, like, I showed him what he was doing wrong and how to do it better, and he got better because of it. So I'm going to do that to Zach, but about, like, how to do.
But here's the thing. Zach is going to constantly rebuttal because he's like, I know this.
Won't.
He's like, I know.
No, he won't. Because someone else is going to drive me and I'm going to get drunk beforehand.
I'll drive you.
Well, no one's going to be able to understand the British in your voice. So.
You got to do? You got to get one of those, like, fly swatters as a swagger stick?
No, we're doing not this. Even that. Get a water bottle.
Get the liquid
right, squirt them like a cat. Yeah.
See, you there's this whole thing, like, with English officers, and, like, they'll walk around in combat just, like, standing upright while everyone is crouching, and they'll walk around with, like, a swizzle stick or, like, something to swap people with.
Yeah, just take your dipstick out of your car and just whip
them
at that.
Or just hit them with your dick.
No,
I might enjoy that too.
Because I don't want to take his
virginity. Might not be disciplined.
You got to get one of those electric fly swatters.
When we trained Ralph, they fucking hated me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you did really, really demoralize him for zero reason.
Yeah, you.
The thing was, you went a little hard.
Yeah, I did. I went a little hard because
they
I was driving
hard.
Over an hour.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
No, you know what?
I was driving over an hour to get there, and they weren't taking it serious.
He took
well, then
the,
there was no need to call them the names that you called them.
You know what?
Oh,
though? As a third, as a bystander,
it was fun as a bystander.
Yeah,
I felt bad. Like I do feel bad that they thought I was
so what
an asshole.
Scuba, what did
that's
you
right.
See?
They broke up anyway.
What did I see out of that? The thing that I saw it was they literally didn't care. Like we were there trying to help them out. We weren't. They weren't paying us. They weren't.
They had come to us and was like, "Hey, listen,
we need.
We know who you guys are and what you've done." Can you train us up?
I was driving over an hour every week to help.
Yeah.
Try to help them, and the thing was, they were just being assholes about it. Like
Bob was coming in from the city.
Bob was same boat with me, man. Like.
Yeah, I stopped showing the fuck up. That was pointless.
Yeah, once I heard they hated me, I was like, all
yeah,
right,
it's
fine,
training, Rich.
You.
We know.
Fuck them.
Yeah. So I mean, the first night I remember though the battery thing.
Oh,
yeah.
That
was
the one dude.
They
wouldn't let the
it.
One guy borrow a battery. Like, someone else was like, oh, no,
they
I'll tell you
deserve,
this shit.
Here's the thing, though. They deserve that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing was, that stuck with me. That's why I just kept being an asshole.
Makes sense. I mean, certain things did. It was like, come on. Like, if you guys call yourselves a team, you go places, like, lend a fucking battery. Lend this, lend that. Oh, you need an extra mag? Sure. Here.
How many ops have I brought batteries for everyone to? How many ops have you brought batteries for
everyone? I was
going
to say, he supplies my batteries for every game, basically.
I have no idea. All the times. But it's still, it's like, or not even that. It's like, how many times have we going out? It's like, oh, I'm out of cash. Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it.
And it evens out.
Yeah.
Oh, he did the math.
Yeah, I did the math. I kept the math on our balances for 6 months.
The dead circle is absurd.
I think at the very worst, it ended up with you being a dollar high and someone else a dollar low. And this was over 6 months.
Yeah,
that's
so
impressive.
It's like, just fucking min up.
Yeah.
It's your boy, it's your boy.
Like
that's the way it is.
Kind of gave Rich his Odin's B-loader.
Yeah. Rich, we need to actually bring Brando's Odin back down.
Yeah, no, I have
are those?
My bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
solid.
No, don't worry.
Alright, I'll have to get
solid.
One.
Solid. Very, and the
solid.
Best part about it is
Odin's
B-loader. They actually have
four
very
seconds.
Minimal parts.
Ooh, nice.
So pretty much their main loading piece is, think of like a, when you heat up a tortilla, it gets weighty.
Yeah.
It gets weighty. That's really the only moving part. So if it jams up, it's four or six screws.
Six screws, yeah.
You fucking get it back on track.
I just shake it.
Super simple.
Nice.
Really nice. It's worth 100% worth the $60.
The only part that
God
might break
damn.
On it is like the clutch system, like the one with the teeth in it. And
I can fix a clutch.
My friend.
Yeah,
it's broke.
I can fix a clutch.
Yeah. But other than that, they're
or just make
great.
A direct drive and just have to stop when you go too far.
Yeah, direct impingement and stuff. Science.
Yeah.
Science. Surprised you know the word impingement, Dave.
I do. Impingement?
He's all edumacated.
Yeah. Right. SAT word.
So, Rich, are you coming... You're not making this Sunday's game, right? Rich?
This Sunday? No.
But you're coming next?
I will be up on the 12th for an engagement party, so I will be there for next Sunday.
He's technically down.
I meant like up as in like, are you up and ready for this?
Oh, I mean, I would be up and ready for the game. I just can't go to the game because I'll be, you know, in Albany.
Yeah, so that makes you not up and ready for it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that.
You're physically incapable of going.
Well, I wouldn't say that either.
As in, you're in a different geographic location. You're across two bridges, okay?
Hold on, what is this? Actually, we're on Discord, right, with him?
Yeah.
Rich,
yeah.
You need to be on Discord while we're playing.
Are you guys going to be on Discord as well?
Maybe.
Okay. We can run it from our phones, so yeah.
But just be there.
Just be there.
In Calverton, where there's no service.
I get service
out there. Google Fly, bitches.
Get that LTE. Yo, you have that boost.
Has there been any
Horizon? Next
no, no dude, this can be the first weekend for everyone at this table being at the new field.
This is a brand new field. This was Steve saying, "Hey, this is the first time doing it."
So one, I can't do that.
I'm gonna need 7+.
All right.
So we're pretty much all going in blind. You know, all of us. Paulie said he's gonna try and come out. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. And it's gonna be a beautiful day.
If you don't know, now you know. No.
You can say nigga on this. It's iTunes. You get the explicit.
Once again, as the only black person here, I give them a pass.
We have our time.
I allow it.
I allow it.
As the Reverend Jackson once said, I allow it.
Oh, God.
So, no, but you're gonna try and make next weekend's game?
Yes, I will definitely be there for the next
and week. Because you weren't on to hear this, we're going to try and do next week live on Discord.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to give, you know, my account that we're broadcasting on right now, the talk rights, and you the talk rights, and everyone else can just listen. And because that's the only thing people have really requested from us is a live show.
Yeah.
Right, we got, like, 2 requests for it.
Something like that.
What, by all 3 people?
Yeah, from, like, the 5 listeners, I think 2 of them wanted live. So.
Yeah. So, you know, we might get more, like, I want audience involvement. I want us, like, I see a number that people listen to this when we post it. I want, like, these people to tell us something to talk about, because I start to run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, I tried that a few weeks ago, but nobody said anything because it was me. So maybe they'll do it for you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And
I
think that's...
Cool with the Kamehamehas over here, please.
I think that's been Airsoft.
Hashtag swift bending.
Boo-boo!